Hello, Misty Mejia here, CEO of Theater of Public Speaking, with this week's newsletter. As the New York Times explains, the word procrastination is derived from the Latin verb procrastinare, to put off until tomorrow. But it's more than just voluntarily delaying. Procrastination is also derived from the ancient Greek word akrasia, doing something against our better judgment. So why do we procrastinate if we know there are consequences? We often view procrastination as an issue rooted in poor time management. However, according to psychology professor and researcher Dr. Tim Pischel, it is more existential than that. Procrastination is an emotion regulation problem, not a time management problem. Procrastination is not a character flaw or absence of organizational skills. It is a coping mechanism triggered by unprocessed emotions, likely anxiety, insecurity, and frustration. Unfortunately, procrastination itself also furthers these feelings and prompts potential guilt. Because there is an inherent anxiety around public speaking, we see this manifest a lot when it comes time to rehearse that speech. If you feel it out there, give me an amen. The good news is we have all stared directly into the eyes of procrastination before. How do we avoid that gaze? Here are three ways. Visualization. Tackle those emotions at the source by recognizing the anxiety and reframing the narrative in your mind through visualization. Close your eyes and envision your performance the ideal way you can imagine it going. You are brilliant, gleaming, and confident in your favorite empowering outfit. Your audience is glued in awe of your words, laughing at your jokes, crying at your emotional story, standing ovation to conclude. Take the time to decide what you prefer your perfect performance would look like. You can even create a fun vision board if that helps you bring the vision to life. Checklist. Next, create a checklist of all the things you need to do to get there. Have you already crafted your outline? What comes next? Creating your deck, practicing your delivery, etc. Once I know my main points, I always put write and practice opener, as it is own category on the list, simply because it is so important to nail that first impression. Delegating extra time towards my opener also helps address the underlying anxiety that led me to procrastinate in the first place. Guaranteeing a strong start helps me set the tone for the audience and to support myself in tackling that anxiousness for the duration of my entire speech. If you need help starting a presentation with confidence and finding that epic starter that will have you stand in your power, please see our mini course, Starting Presentations with Star Confidence. The last strategy is gamification. Along the way, you may find yourself experiencing moments of lacking motivation and backing right back into that procrastination mode. To push through this, you want to create rewards for yourself as you check off your to-do list. This also includes the not-to-dos, like avoiding distractions on social media for a long length of time. The subsequent reward can be something as small as going for a walk, picking up lunch from your favorite spot, which each task you complete, you should reward yourself. And with that reward, your body releases endorphins. And that small reward system will train your brain to crave those rewards, thereby craving the completion of whatever task is at hand. Procrastinating is something we all confront. as we all face the emotions that fuel it. But we can reuse, reduce, and recycle those feelings of anxiety or insecurity to fuel ourselves towards action. Yes, I just connected green living to anxiety. Motivating yourself to tackle those tasks will lighten the weight of your self-doubt loop on your beautiful, brilliant brain. You got this. Much love. And as always, don't forget to unmute yourself.